This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and spring training baseball is on. Everything is booming down here. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working tonight on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way. On Parler, we're at The Captains America, and on Twitter, it's at Captains America with the capitalization of the word America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now from the Northland, where he might be getting some snow here down the line by the looks of the weather to the west, it's the man, the myth, the legend, the one, the only, Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, let me get these people away from the window. Go on. See you. Go on. See, there we go. Jeez. The spring training baseball starts early when the team's playing way down in Naples. So, you know, they got like a 3-hour bus trip to go down there. And by the way, we got a lot of people in this hotel that's right here beside me. I saw them come in last night. I don't know where they were, but they were out somewhere celebrating, having a good time, wearing their jerseys for either the Yankees or the Phillies or the Pirates or whoever. They're staying up here, and then they're traveling around to the games. And that's what a lot of people do.
That's cool. Sounds great.
Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to start with the obvious. Your $1,400 check you're going to get?
What?
Your $1,400 check you're going to get.
Okay.
Will be gone sooner rather than later because of what's happening to the price of gasoline that is jumped out of sight. By the way, I have the latest oil prices here, folks. Yep, gone up again. West Texas crude, $64.44 a barrel. Brent crude, $67.90 a barrel. The wholesale price of gasoline, $2.08. That's without the tax. That means California, before you even get it in your tanks, you've got well over $3 a gallon gas out there. And the futures, one-year future on oil, is now $74 a barrel. They are working very hard trying to get it up to appease Iran to get it to $100 a barrel.
Yep, and much to the peril of the American people. And not only does this just affect our gasoline prices, but when you have such increases in your energy, that affects everything else because petroleum goes into so many products that are made, and it's just a snowball effect and it's just going to continue to raise prices and will eventually, I believe, affect inflation. But right now, just direct prices for everything is going to be going up. Up and up and up.
Chris Markowski and I just had a little chat about inflation and about the fact that if you haven't been to a grocery store lately and you don't know anything about anything, you know that the price of food is going up. And that's what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's happening, and that's what inflation does. It happens with the meat you buy, the eggs you buy, the milk you buy, the cereal you get, the bread you get, whatever. And it is starting to go up.
Yeah. And when you couple that, talk about food prices, some of the policies of the Biden administration are also affecting farmers, which will also impair their ability to bring as much food to the table. And we're going to be more dependent upon foreign sources for food, including beef. And that's going to be increasing, which will also increase the food prices.
But soon you'll be eating cardboard because of this makeshift beef they're making. So you'll be eating cardboard. So what's the difference?
Who knows?
But jeez.
It's all crazy, and it's all bad for the American people and people that are trying to make ends meet. Going to be a bad time.
Elections have consequences. Doesn't matter who in the hell you voted for. Look what you got now, folks. And if you like what you're seeing, fine, vote for the guy again. But otherwise, and by the way, we're going to get into a competency question here and discussion in the next segment. But Cuomo and his legal team are sitting there right now plotting their next move now that six women have levied sexual accusations against him. Impeachment is slowly working its way through the legislature. They need 76 votes. They've got 47, so they got to work on that. And this woman yesterday, unnamed woman, that he lured to the residence, the upstairs residence, and he started to fondle her. She is very specific in some of the things he's talking about. I mean, this guy is a bum. He's got to go. Cuomo's got to go.
He's got to go, but I doubt if he will go. He claims that he says, "I have never done anything like this."
Yep.
But I don't believe the guy.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that he's going to get any serious punishment for this.
No, and he should be going for the wrong reasons. He should be going for all the people. And there's a second order that came out.
And I believe that this focused attention on the women is something to divert attention away from the criminal activity of all these people.
Hold that thought. And, of course, that's because, folks, yesterday we got wind of a second executive order that came out that's just as bad as the first, sending these coronavirus-positive patients, sick patients, to the nursing homes. There's another order that he put out there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Moss. M-A-U-S is the spelling. M-A-U-S, Moss Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you are going to love Moss Acura. With the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup, it's better than ever. And the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV, far and away, the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. Boy, does that feel good. I know I've sat in a seat and turned on a massager. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best, too. Your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor all those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors, too. They are located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Make sure when you do, you tell them the captain sent you, because I'm telling you right now, if you haven't figured it out, when you go in the door and you say, the captain sent me, that'll trip alarm bells. They'll go, oh, yeah, you'll get treated like a king or the queen that you are, and you'll get more money taken off your vehicle. Aha. It might even get a better trade-in value. All right, here he is back with us. We got the man, the myth, the legend. I want to listen to your Edwards notebook here, Mr. Edwards, so here we go.
Russian President Vladimir Putin may not be a close friend of the United States, but he has proven to be much less of a threat to our republic than U.S. elected officials. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, according to NTV Broadcasting Company, the largest non-governmental TV in Russia, Putin has booted powerful European globalists out of his nation before being re-elected to office. Also, according to NTV, Putin announced that the Freemasons have failed. The New World Order has failed. Putin added that the New World Order has collapsed, claiming that the world is now the latest contraption to the death of the elite regime. While numerous U.S. politicians pander to China and globalist open border schemes that could destroy our national sovereignty very soon, Vladimir Putin told NTV Broadcasting that the new global world order has failed due to the awakening people around the world who have come to realize the insidious truth about the wicked plans of the globalist elites. In my humble opinion, despite the recent political setbacks in our republic, the current gloom and darkness will collapse, and a new era of greatness shall emerge, despite the globalist occupiers now in government. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go, the RonEdwards.com. That's the website. Go on over there, check him out, see all the great things he's got going on there. And if he can't tell you, nobody can, right there?
Absolutely.
Who was that masked man? Oh, it was Ron Edwards. It was, wait a minute, I got to do this right for Flip. It was Ron Edwards. There we go. That's for Flip.
Well, good morning, Flip.
Yeah, he's there. All right. Well, former President Donald Trump's position against allowing transgender athletes to compete in women's sports has drawn massive wide-scale support in the latest polling that's being done out there. Now, I mentioned something like this, I think, to you last week. Why don't they just form their own league?
Well, according to something you mentioned to me very recently, there's not enough of them to go around to create a league.
That's true.
To which I answered, it still does not make it fair to insert these boys who want to suddenly clip something off and call themselves a girl. It is still unfair to insert them into women's and girls' sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, you won't get any argument with me about that, but we'll see what happens because the mood of the public is not in support of this for sure.
And in fact, it amounts to the abuse of females. I think it. Did you hear about this recent fight in England? This MMA fighter. He got into the ring and cracked a woman's skull, and it was heralded as a great fighter. But he was below average when fighting against his own gender, men. And so he's in the ring with a woman, beats the crap out of her, cracks her skull, and now it feels like big stuff. This is crazy, man. They should not be allowed into women's sports. It's abusive.
I agree.
And it's another form of cheating.
Now, yeah, and you're right about that. Now, a new Rasmussen poll says only 17% of the voters believe that government works for them, while 59% of the voters say the federal government works for special interest groups. Now, that has to do, again, with the almighty dollar.
Well, the almighty dollar and a few other things, too, including the chipping away of our rights. And I think I'm disappointed that it's only 59%. I think that the government is now, in its present position, our biggest enemy. The government is now in a situation where they are ruining us and destroying us, whether it's through the border, whether it's through economics, whether it's through our rights. They want this H.R. 1 bill, for example. You want to talk about an enemy of the people. There you have it right there. Mm-hmm. And many other things that Nancy Pelosi and others have lined up that are all designed to work against you, myself, and we, the American people.
Okay, moving on. Secretary of State Blinken and Biden advisor Jake Sullivan have set up their first meeting with China and their counterparts in China. They're going to meet in the middle in Alaska.
I find that very interesting. Have you noticed that world leaders, whether it's from China or elsewhere, they're not coming here and sitting down with the president of the United States like they did with Trump. I mean, with Trump, they were lined up. They were coming here from all over the world. And it was big, you know, television and everything like that. And you're having this distant meeting in Alaska with underlings and not directly with the president of the United States. I just find that very interesting. And considering it's China, I don't look forward
well,
to what may come out of that.
That has to do with his current state, mentally and physically. And you can see it. It's obvious. It's getting worse. And why the press isn't pressing on this is totally beyond me, because I'm telling you, he stood there yesterday. He was in some store somewhere. And when they said no questions, he just stood there and looked around like as if, oh, what do I do now, folks? Oh.
Yeah.
He had that deer in the headlights look. I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
All right. Well,
hilarious and embarrassing.
Okay, we've got someone that wants to ask a question, so we'll make this quick because we're running out of time. Okay, this is Mel in Saratoga Springs. Go ahead and ask your question. We've got to make it quick.
Yes, good morning, Kellen. We're all on Edgewood. Yes.
Good morning.
No, these politicians supposedly work for us. They're taking our tax dollars and they're destroying us. Now, what, does that make any sense? I mean, as far as, has anybody ever heard of Boston Harbor? What took place there? The colonists against the English? I mean, isn't it time that we have a tax revolt? I mean, there's got to be ways that we got to take our money and stop giving it to them so they can turn around and keep it abusing us.
All right.
If that makes sense.
All right, yeah, thank you. And there is a way that we can do it. It's called lawsuits.
Other things, too, I believe. I heard bits and pieces of the call, but I heard Boston Harbor and tax, tax revolts and things of that nature. That's part of it, but I think we've got to do a lot more things than that today.
Sure.
Because of the massive setup of our government.
Yeah.
And we have no choice. We do have to get active.
And
the
time to get involved in all of this is right now. This is it. This is the time. This is the place. Get involved. Get involved in some political groups. Get involved in something anywhere. Stand out on the street with an American flag. Do something.
Yeah, but we have to start with the local positions too.
It all starts locally.
City councils.
Yep.
Your everything that is local right now.
And before we run out of time, we got about 30 seconds. Sure. The music's going to start. Get ready, folks. Okay. Bend over. Higher prices are coming. Gas is up. We talked about oil is up again. And the infrastructure bill, when you hear about it, because they're already working on it, one of the things that's going to be in it is a 20 cent per gallon federal gas tax hike.
And I think, because of the way the voting situation went and set all this up, we've got to do a better job of going after that as well.
Yep.
It's over.
The states are starting to work on voter reform. We've already seen some bits and pieces of it, so that's a good thing. So I will let you go, and I will talk to you on Tuesday, and we'll play your Edwards Notebook on Saturday.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
See you later, Gator. All right. That's Ron Edwards. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And that, again, is for you, Flip. I'll be right back. Amanda Mackey coming on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A divided House voted 220 to 211 on Wednesday to approve the Senate's revised version of President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, sending the bill to Biden's desk to be signed probably Friday. The bill approves $1,400 stimulus payments for individuals making up to $75,000 and couples making $150K. It will also extend weekly $300 unemployment insurance until September 6th. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday voted to confirm Michael Reagan as the next administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA. It will play a central role in Biden administration's climate change agenda. The vote in the Senate was 66-34 to confirm. 44-year-old Reagan was the head of North Carolina's environmental regulator. Mexico's lower house of Congress on Wednesday approved a bill that would decriminalize marijuana for those 18 and older. Backed by the administration of President Obrador, the Mexico Senate needs to now review and approve the bill. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah, just when you think you can't get any better, it's time for my next segment brought to you by our friends at the Two Guys Gun Shows. And by the way, I'll be up at Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds Saturday from 9 to 2. I'll be up there for the event, and you can find me probably in the exhibit hall building. That's probably where I'll be, but for the banner on the wall. In the meantime, starting out our segment with Amanda Mackey, GOP consultant and attorney extraordinaire. Here's the music. How do you like that one? How do you like that one?
I like it.
Yeah, I just cooked that one up here. I said, man, I got to come up with a song. So I did. There's your song. That's the Amanda Mackey song. All right. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show as always. And we had a lot of great compliments about the discussion we had the other day, talking about leading up to the where we are going to be Friday. Now, first of all, call me crazy, but there's something bad wrong with Joe Biden. Something really wrong with Joe Biden. Yesterday, the deer in the headlights look struck again. He's standing in the middle of whatever that store was he was in. People go, okay, no questions, no questions. And he's just standing there looking around, not knowing what to do next.
It's very unfortunate because it really brings into question the shenanigans they pulled during the election where they hid him.
Yep.
So voters never got to really see just how his lack of capacities are making him ineffective. I mean, think about it. For the last 2 days, he has had one event on the schedule each day.
Yep.
So, you know, 2 days ago, his one event was to go to a hardware store in Washington, D.C. and talk about the COVID relief COVID relief bill.
Mm-hmm.
That is really worrisome to think that we have a president that during a pandemic, during a crisis when there are so many major issues of national and international concern, that he is doing one meeting a day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think we all, whether you're a Republican or not, you know, you're worried about him. If this isn't political, this is a worried about someone whose fitness to be president is really calling into question. And then think about this. Kamala Harris is making all the rounds calling the heads of state.
Correct.
She was the one that reached out to the prime minister of Norway. What an insult to the prime minister of Norway to not be able to talk to his counter, who is Joe Biden, not Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's very obvious there's a problem there, and they're not addressing it. And if I was sitting in the White House press corps, I would bring the question up. And if they threw me out, fine, they throw me out. But then that would show, that would prove my point. That would prove my point. There's something wrong, and they don't want to talk about it.
They are definitely hiding him. I mean, every time he is asked a question by the press corps, if he's out somewhere, obviously it's been 51 days now, and he has not had a press avail. He has not been available to the press. Now think about that. In the last 100 years, you've never had a president go more than 30 days without having a press avail. But Joe Biden has. Why is that? Now, I have, you know, obviously the whole issue with his fitness to even answer questions.
Sure.
I mean, this is someone who doesn't remember who the Secretary of Defense is. He cannot remember Lloyd Austin.
He didn't even remember the Defense Department. Oh, those guys over there, the general, jeez.
And then, you know, about a month ago, he couldn't remember his own HHS Secretary, Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra, who he is nominating. At that moment, he calls him Xavier Baccaria.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is someone that it is very clear. If Jill Biden is not there, if his wife is not there to shield him, if people are not there to stop the press from asking him questions or to whisk him away, he is going to make a disaster of himself. And it's very unfortunate that they would really do this to someone. You know, his fitness to be president is clearly in question.
You're an attorney. You're an attorney. We call it elder abuse.
That's right. And you will never hear it from the major networks. Why? Because they are there to protect him.
Yep.
The Washington Post and the New York Times, they are going to, because they hated Trump and they went after Trump, they will never let Biden fail because it would look like they failed.
Yep.
ABC, NBC, they will never let him fail.
Yep.
And so this is the problem with the media.
Yep.
They're going to prop him up.
Yep.
Even when it's clear that his mental capacities are not there.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, which is only 9% COVID relief, and the rest of it is freebies for the Democrats and their buddies. But President Biden plans on signing that tomorrow, Friday, at which point we'll see how fast the stimulus checks get out. They want to get the $1,400 checks in everybody's hands by the end of the month. I don't know if they'll be able to do it. We'll see. But that vote was 220 to 212, and we still have three seats out to be voted on, two of them this month, one next month. The Republicans could be within five by that time.
Right. Well, first of all, this legislation passed yesterday. It passed the House and it passed the Senate on Saturday.
Yep.
So why is he waiting until tomorrow to sign it? Isn't it super urgent to get it to people, you know, get
because
to get the
today
money out?
We have the historic speech on the 1 year anniversary of the pandemic. It's going to take up all this time.
Well, I think it's more important to get, you know, relief to people. But when there's no relief or only 9% of this is actual relief, I guess you can stall it a day. These are the types of things that make you shake your head. And most Americans are saying, well, why isn't he just signing it? What is he doing that's so important that he can't do it? All right, let's talk about the stimulus. Almost $2 trillion, 10% of it, or no more than 10% of it, really goes to actual COVID relief. The rest of it, Democrat wish list. You have $350 billion in aid to states like California and New York that you and I, Florida residents, are paying to bail out states like New York and Florida, whose governors have failed them. You have about $130 billion going to schools, schools that are not open. That $130 billion has zero mandate. There is no mandate that schools have to actually open. So in other words, your tax dollars are going to schools that won't ever have to open. Teachers are already getting paid. In fact, you have a school district, the LA Unified School District, where they have a teachers union that is requiring that there is a wealth tax, defunding of the police, Medicare for all, a moratorium on charter schools before they will ever go back to school. So why are we giving them money? Why is there money in this bill when their demands are, you know, make sure that the Democrat priorities change, make sure that the Democrat priorities are implemented.
Right.
These are the types of shenanigans they're pulling. Now, let's think about this. This is the sixth COVID relief bill.
Yep.
It was partisan. Five COVID relief bills were passed under President Trump, all with bipartisan support, all through regular order. Joe Biden couldn't pass something as bipartisan as COVID relief is with a single Republican. And that's not for, that's not because he didn't try. He didn't care to try at all with the Republicans. The Republicans went early February, 10 moderate Republican senators went and said, we got to pare this down. Why? Because it's too much spending. It's not targeted. And oh, by the way, there's $4 trillion out there that has yet to all be spent. And you know what he said? He sat down with them. He visited with them. And then he told them to take a flying leap.
Yeah, because when that,
not incorporate anything.
When that money sits there from the last bill, it can't be used for anything but what the bill was intended for. Otherwise, at the end of the year, when they change over, my understanding is that money will go into the general fund of the United States Treasury.
That's right. And so here's what's even more egregious about this. And I talked about this on Newsmax yesterday. You can see it on my Facebook and Twitter. But basically, there's going to be another round of stimulus. They're already talking about it. So once this bill passed, this will be the sixth, okay? Then you're going to have them start talking about another stimulus bill. They're going to do it under the guise of infrastructure. Why infrastructure? Because infrastructure is bipartisan.
Okay, here comes the music. Hold that thought. Amanda will be right back with me, folks. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Mr. Cuomo and his legal problems and where that may or may not go. Also, what's going on in California, this recall of Governor Newsom, and now the one with the district attorney. How does that work legally? We'll try to get some answers there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. You sure are. And oh, by the way, this broadcast is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. Give them a call. Tell them the captain sent you. And see what happens. All right, we have got Amanda Mackey back with us, and Amanda Mackey has a song for the segment. From what I know about you, that's absolutely true. And thank you very much for being on the program. Now, your name is spelled M-A-K-K-I, Amanda Mackey. You have a website, AmandaMackey.com, M-A-K-K-I.com.
And then Facebook and Twitter, Amanda Mackey for Congress on Facebook. And then Twitter, Amanda Mackey. Instagram, Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I.
And you're going to be where tonight?
Well, today I will be on Newsmax at 12:30 and 1:30. And then tonight I will be at the Central Pinellas GOP Club speaking to the group. And then this evening I will be at the Wesley Chapel GOP Club speaking to them.
That's our buddy Peter up there.
Yep.
Yep. Peter's a good kid. Okay.
Yep.
all right. Well, we got a lot of comments going on in the chat room there. There's somebody.
Well, let me finish real quickly on the stimulus, and then we can take questions. So they're going to pass another stimulus bill under the guise of it being infrastructure. Why infrastructure? Because infrastructure is generally bipartisan. I mean, who doesn't want better roads and bridges in America, right? So you have a potential bipartisan bill. Mm-hmm. But what are they going to do? They're going to fill it with more pork, just like they did with the COVID relief bill. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, some of it will go to roads and bridges. But the large portion of it is going to go to tax increases. It's going to go to climate change policy. It's going to go to adding a carbon tax. A carbon tax is, in essence, you're going to pay 25, maybe 30 cents more per gallon every time you go to the pump. That is to pay for, basically crushing the fossil fuel industry. Mm-hmm. And so, just like Joe Biden said he would, by the way. So those are the types of things that they will shove into a stimulus bill. Now, they're going to have to do this under reconciliation, which basically means the same way they did this COVID relief bill. They only have to get 51 votes, but they can only do one more stimulus bill under reconciliation this year. So that they have to wait until after September 30th, the end of the fiscal year. So look for this bill, October, November, December, mark my words.
Well, You're right, and that's what I'm hearing. You're absolutely right. But here's the other thing sneaking up along the lines, H.R. 1, and that's a disaster. And that will not pass the Senate. There's too many things and ways that's going to get axed in deep six. But boy, folks, you better start paying attention.
Well, that's probably the scariest thing, because that will change our election laws forever. And if you saw what happened in November of 2020 in this past election, if you saw what happened, as I said on your show last week, on in California in 2018 with ballot harvesting, expanding mail-in voting. And ballot harvesting, for those who didn't hear me last week, let me explain. In November 2018, she is now a congresswoman, but she didn't make it then. Her name is Young Kim from California. Mm-hmm. She was up 14 points on election night. Mm-hmm. When the provisional ballots came in, when the ballots from ballot harvesting came in, a week later, she ends up losing by 3 points. Riddle me that. How does that work?
Yeah.
Basically, what ballot harvesting is going from apartment to apartment, house to house, and having a third party go collect those ballots. No chain of custody. We have no idea from point A to when it's supposed to get to the election officials who has done what to alter those ballots. If that does in fact happen, we have no chain of custody. And they want to expand these ballot box alternative locations to ensure a Democrat majority for years to come. That is the only reason they're doing this. Oh, by the way, if you give a dollar to a political candidate, they will match that six times. They will give $6 for the match that you give. So just a complete disaster when it comes to our election laws. But more importantly, they're giving away our money, too.
Now, I got a question for you from Doug in the chat room. He says, as of yesterday, a Rasmussen poll came out. 17% of the voters believe that government works for them. However, 59% of the voters say that federal government works for special interest groups. As a former candidate for Congress and possibly a future one, does this bother you?
I wonder, who those 17% are.
Yeah.
They must be relatives of members of Congress. The reason government doesn't work, especially at the federal level, is because we don't have term limits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big proponent of term limits because I worked in Congress. I walked those halls of Congress for about a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I was at the Pentagon. The reality is that a lot of these people get fat and happy when they go there. Now, there are plenty of good members. Bill Young was a perfect example, our hometown congressman here in the St. Pete area. he worked until the very end, and people will tell you, you know, just how much that he did for them.
We have US 19 because of him.
Exactly. We have plenty of things because of him. We have Bayfines because of him.
Yep.
The VA facility that we have. Mm-hmm. But look, there are plenty of members who go there and say, well, I don't really have to run a race again. I can just be here. I can, you know, collect, you know, fundraising dollars from special interest groups, and I can do my thing, and I don't really have to do anything back home.
Yeah.
And so this is why they're failing their people, and this is why Congress has this abysmal approval rating, which, again, who are the 17% of the people who think they're doing a good job? They must be their relatives.
All right, I got one more question, then we got to let you go. This is from Eric in the chat room. He's saying, how does Miss Amanda feel about the confirmation of Merrick Garland as Attorney General? And should you be elected for Florida 13, how would you work to strengthen the Second Amendment rights for your constituents here in the state of Florida?
Well, look, the Second Amendment is absolutely non-negotiable, and that's what you have to do is you got to make sure that you campaign on that issue. And when you go to Washington, you don't change your stripes. You don't bend. You don't cave. Look, I've seen one thing that I have seen that has been interesting is even in the face of, you know, many tragic events that have happened throughout the country, those should not you should not waver because of a tragedy that happens. Say, oh, now we got to make some laws more strict. My concern is not only Congress, not only what Merrick Garland and people will do at the Department of Justice, the ATF and other organizations within the DOJ that have jurisdiction over guns. My concern is what tech companies will do to limit our ability to get information, to buy guns, to do anything online. I am very fearful of that, and that is something that I would push for if I was in Congress make sure that doesn't happen.
We got to run. We're out of time. We went right up to the end of the show with you, and that's really good, and I'm glad that people got involved. AmandaMackey.com, M-A-K-K-I, AmandaMackey.com, and we will
and
talk
Facebook
to you.
And Facebook and Twitter, and I'll be on Newsmax at 12:30 and 1:30 today.
Yep, and we'll be watching.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you very much, Amanda Mackey, everybody, and we get a lot of really good positive messages when she comes on the program. She makes a lot of sense with the things that we're all trying to figure out what the heck's going on to our country here. And I wish there was a simple explanation. There isn't. But here's the deal, folks. I've told you before. I'll tell you again. The time to get involved is now. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't nothing. Get involved in now. The current, the future of America sits. It's resting on your shoulders right now. Start at the local level. Work your way up. There's all kinds of local elections this year. Start on a local level. Get involved. Find out who these clubs are. Go to the Republican, the Democrat, whatever party you want to go to. Get involved in something. But you got to stand up for America. Even if you stand on the street corner with an American flag and wave it, you've got to do something. All right. I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Remember, it's all about we the people, here on this program. I'll see you tonight. Stay warm, stay safe, enjoy the baseball games. See ya!
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.